Hello, my name is Joanne Woodward. I'm a nurse practitioner in women's health care. I can help you with your health care needs. As a registered nurse for over 50 years, I have combined experience with up-to-date technology. Please contact me for any of your contraceptive or women's health care needs. I'm happy to help you today. Today's podcast includes non-contraceptive methods that you might be using at home. These include withdrawal or pulling out. These include abstinence or not having sex. And these include over-the-counter methods such as condoms for females, condoms for males, and spermicides including Conceptrol, vaginal contraceptive film, spermicides, and many other contraceptive methods. It's very good information for you to have in case you're in need and you want to space your children or delay children or avoid pregnancies. These are reversible methods, so future pregnancies can be attained. Please contact me with any of your questions regarding women's health care. I'm here to serve. Thank you for contacting me for this podcast, and I look forward to interesting conversations regarding all areas of women's health care, including contraception, pregnancy, pregnancy prevention, fertility, fertility awareness, menopause, and many other topics. Thank you for listening to my first podcast. This is Joanne Woodward, JOANN. And I'm here to help you as a nurse practitioner, and I'm here to guide you. Thank you. Today's podcast is regarding intrauterine contraception. Hi, my name's Joanne Woodward. I'm a nurse practitioner with several years of experience with intrauterine devices. A reversible contraceptive for women. Intrauterine devices that I have placed include everyone on the market, including currently on the market, Kylena, Mirena, and Paragard. These IUDs are reversible. Kylena and Paragard have a hormone inside of them called progesterone. The benefit of progesterone is to help the woman have lighter than normal periods and less cramping. Kylena is available for 5 years and a tiny bit smaller than the Mirena IUD, which is also available for 5 years. If you're a woman considering an intrauterine device, it does not need to be left in for 5 years, but that's the maximum amount of time it can be kept in your uterus without it being changed. You can get an IUD intrauterine device removed and replaced at the same visit by many, many healthcare providers. This does require an examination visit. When you're getting an intrauterine device, it's important that you not be pregnant when the device is placed, so it's recommended that you get a pregnancy test, even if you believe that you're not pregnant, just to be on the safe side. Some providers will not give you an intrauterine device if you've had unprotected skin-to-skin contact sexual intercourse within 2 weeks of the time of your visit, because that's how long it takes for the pregnancy test to become positive. Advantages of the intrauterine device are it's with you wherever you go. You don't have to remember to take something every day. It does have progesterone in it if it's a Kylena or Mirena. If it's a Paragard, it has no hormones in it, but it does have copper in it. All these three devices are all T-shaped devices, simulating the shape of the uterus lining. If the disadvantages of an IUD are if you have a pelvic infection when it's placed, it can make it worse. If you're pregnant when it's inserted, that is not recommended. If you have heavy, heavy bleeding, you might want to get the IUD intrauterine device that includes the benefit of the progesterone
to prevent you from having such heavy periods. If your periods are tolerable and you don't want hormones, then you might want to get the Paragard IUD, which does not have hormones. To follow up on the IUD, it includes getting checked 4 to 6 weeks after insertion to make sure placement is maintained and to make sure that the IUD is still tolerated by you and preferred by you as a contraceptive method. Then once a year, checkups are fine. Many, not all women, do check the IUD strings by washing their hands and putting their finger in their vagina to feel the string once a month. Many women ask me, can your partner feel the IUD? And the answer is they will feel the IUD strings, but if the IUD, the intrauterine device, is placed properly, the IUD should not come in contact with them in any way. If you have any questions, feel free to ask on my blog. This is Joanne Woodward, nurse practitioner in women's health care. Thank you for listening to my blog on intrauterine devices. Thank you. Bye.